Welcome back to episode 11 of the Kitchen Garden program. Today we will be interviewing Miss Yates, and the subject will be talking about spring in the garden. Today I'll be talking about making a worm farm on a shovel and then tipping it back into the compost piles. Sophie will be talking about empanadas and digging up dirt. Abby will be talking about trying to find water chestnuts in a bucket full of water. And Emma will be talking about scrunchies for plants. And we'll be asking Mr. Yates what spring means to him in the garden. So, Mr. Yates, what does spring mean to you in the garden?
Thanks, Charlie. For me, spring in the garden, the first thing that comes to mind is one of your favourite subjects, Charlie, is footy. On our property, we've planted hundreds of deciduous trees over the years, and this time of year, as they start to come into life, it reminds me of footy finals times, an exciting time of the year, especially this year with the mighty Dockers. We're normally long gone by now. We haven't been to the finals for 7 years, but it's even more exciting this year, footy finals, with the Frio still hanging in there. Also, footy, as footy transitions from footy, junior sports rounding up now, and the kids starting to bounce basketballs and bring cricket bats to school as the summer sports start to approach. The other thing is, I'd say, family time. As the days are a little bit longer now, there's more time for family time. It's my favourite time of year to go camping because you can still have fires. It's nice and cool in the evenings to crank up a big fire and get on those family adventures. The other one is, for me, is fishing. Jilba, the Noongar season, this is a popular time for fishing for the Aboriginal people, and as the pepi trees start to blossom, that signifies a good time to catch the blue swimmer crabs. So often this time of year we head up to Geograph Bay chasing the swimmer crabs, and also a good time for brim fishing in the river. Spring brings big tides and the river gets a bit of a flush out with salt water, and as the water heats up, the brim come to life, so it's a good time to chase brim. Also, if you want to get on an adventure, you can go upstream and chase the redfin perch. As the rapids begin to subside, it's a good time to chase the redfin perch up the stream.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good fun if you're into your fishing. And closer to home, the Geo Bay, here the pink snapper and the jewfish start to head out to deeper water. They finish their breeding time, so they head out to the 20 to 40 metre range, which is, you got to go a bit further to chase those fish, but it means the pink snapper stop giving the squid a hard time, so it's a good time to chase the squid and the King George whiting inshore. So, and that's, I think that's why the Jilba season for the Noongar people is such a good fishing season. There's lots happening in the water, both in the ocean and in the rivers. So to summarise, footy, family and fishing for me. That's what spring brings to mind.
So, Abby, what do you think of spring in the garden?
For me, it means that it's just getting warmer and we can start playing those games outside, all those summer sports.
Absolutely.
That's great. And Sophie, what do spring mean for you in the garden?
Well, all the plants get a chance to grow and look beautiful like supposed to. You should start planning for summer too. The more you plan and plant, soon you'll have food like tomatoes before Christmas. That's what Terry said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's good advice.
And Emma, what do you think of the garden?
Well, plants start to grow because of the heat and the rain, because it's sunny and it's also raining. So it brings up more plants and more food so we can eat more.
Absolutely.
Well, I think spring in the garden means trees and plants will start growing again. You'll have more food to get. There'll be more things in nature.
Absolutely, more variety out there to try.
So, Emma, do you want to talk about scrunchies on plants?
Sure. This week in garden, Margaret were like supposed to cut up stretchy fabric so that we can cut it up into thin, long pieces to put around the plants. But the reason why it's stretchy is because if it wasn't, then the plant would choke and probably die. So it stretches so it can expand. And so it was really hard to cut it because the scissors were very bad. Yeah.
It's quite a tricky material to work with, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
Stretchy stuff, yeah.
Well, When I was doing compost piles on my last garden lesson, I found a lot of worms. So I got the shovel, I got a lot of dirt on the shovel, and then I started putting the worms in the dirt so you could try find more worms. So the shovel was quite small, so I didn't get much on, but quite a lot of worms and not enough dirt. They're overtaking everyone, all of their space.
Oh, I see. So,
Sophie, do you want to talk about digging up dirt?
Yes, I would like to talk about digging up dirt. Well, your story reminded me of the time when I was at garden and we were on the worm piles. I get how you got a lot of worms because I found a ton of them. There was even a maggot that my butt was right. And we dug up dirt and put it in compost pile two. And then I took a break from it because one of the other groups needed the plants being watered. So I bought them. Then it was like a lot of water. They were all nearly drowning. That's what they wanted, apparently. Anyway, so we kept digging up the dirt and putting it in the pile, and that was basically the lesson. Even though the maggot was nearly crawling all over my hand, that was gross.
So how much worms do you think you found?
I'm not sure, because, well, one of my team members actually killed a worm. And all the other worms we picked up and put them in the pile.
How about these empanadas, Charlie? Can you hear more about these?
About these empanadas, my group were making them, and I didn't really like them. That's my opinion, but everyone else loved them.
That reminds me of one of the weeks that I had kitchen, because we made empanadas as well. And out of all the groups, we got the ones that were the most golden.
Oh, nice.
Delicious. Yeah. So, Abby, how did you find water chestnuts?
So, in the garden, we have, this whole tub of, this muddy, swampy water. So, after all the groups finished their jobs, which was really early, we got to go to the tub of water, and we had to, we couldn't see in the water because it was, all mucky, and we had to, dig through it to find these little chestnuts, and when you, wash them and rub them really hard, they go red, and then, if you cut all of the, skin off, you can eat it. But if you mostly, it's mostly better if you put it in a stir fry. Yeah.
What does it taste like?
I don't know. We didn't get to try them. But I think it would taste really good.
So, Mr. Yates, I heard you have a garden project.
Ah, yes, we've got a bit of a project on, Charlie. It's coming to life at the moment. I think it's a good example of design thinking that the garden often brings up. We tried to get something off the shelf to make an arch near the chook pen, and it wasn't really suited. It was quite small. It would have been too tight for the kids to fit through and get access to the other garden beds. So we've come up with a few designs and prototypes to build a custom arch, which is actually 8 metres in size, so it's quite large. And then, as design thinking does, it comes up with a few challenges to solve. And the first one was cutting it to length because it was cold and the pipe so springy. We had to come up with a few solutions, and we ended up cable tying it along one of the fences to try and stretch it out.
Sounds quite big.
It is, yeah, it is, mate. And then we had to measure it. It's quite hard to measure an object that's not flat. So we had the whole class holding the tape measure along the pipe as it bended and twisted to try and make accurate measurements. So Mr. M and I just before strapped it to the wall, and now we're working on putting the wire, and then I guess the next problem is to pick a suitable climbing tree that can go up the arch. So we're looking forward to seeing that come to life. It's been good fun.
Where is it going?
Just as you come into the chook pen, just far enough away from the chook pen that it doesn't jump over, because the chook pen is obviously caged, so the chickens don't fly away. If it gets hold of that cage, it'll cover the whole chicken pen and then up the classroom. So just enough distance away from the chicken pen, and as you come in, it'll be a nice big arch, and hopefully some things that'll hang down you can pick and bring to the kitchen. Watch your space to see what we grow there.
I think I know a plant that might be able to hang on to that.
What do you think?
I think a mouse melon.
Oh, a mouse melon.
Ooh.
Nice. That could be one of the options for sure.
Could be lots of mouse melon, couldn't it?
Yeah, that could be
thousands of
feed
mouse
community,
melon.
I think mouse melons, yeah.
We used to grow them, but I think we chopped it all down.
That's right. Yeah, on the fence near the bike racks, it used to go there. Yeah, so it definitely likes to climb.
I don't get why mouse melons are called mouse melons. Wait, I do get it, because they look like tiny melons and they're small, so mouse.
But they taste
exactly like cucumbers to me.
Mini mouse melons. They're like size of
them. So if we should look into that.
Yeah, as well as back to the chestnut trees. I have three trees. Two of them are the same type, one's different. Don't know which ones are called chestnuts. But two of them have big shells, and you have to crack them open with a special koala cracker. And the other ones, you have to be very careful, because they have a green outside with spikes coming off them. I don't know how my mum uses her gloves to open them. I tried, and they went straight through onto my finger.
Yeah,
so,
tricky to work
yeah,
with, aren't they?
They're terrible. Like, they fall on the ground, and then sometimes when I take the dog for a walk, I step on them. Straight through my shoe.
I think that's all we have time for today. If we
don't see you in the kitchen, we'll catch you in the garden.
Thank you for coming in, Miss Yates.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Great work.